I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast. Presented by Allied Home Security.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. We are with you till 10 o'clock today, taking you into the weekend. It's a football Friday. We've got playoff football this weekend in eight cities. We've got, well, actually in four cities involving eight teams, we've got playoff football. Here, we play the anthem of football for the Texans head coaching search. Good morning, Seth Payne. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Happy birthday, Sean. It's your birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, Seth. I appreciate
I know
that.
This because multiple people have mentioned it to me over the last 2 weeks. And yet I completely forgot it. And then
it's okay.
Everybody on the floor this morning is bringing you cupcakes liquor and all this stuff.
Bucky's brisket sandwiches, anybody?
Yeah. I have nothing but good wishes and fond memories.
Which is fine with fine with me, man.
I think How old are you going to be?
I'm going to be the 5 to 3, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a relatively... That's it. Like meaningless, birthday.
53, you know the old saying, 53 is the new 31 or something like that. You
pretty
know?
Much.
Yeah.
By Tom Brady. Although middle-aged white men's life expectancy has decreased by a good amount over these last several years.
Well, the good news is I'm like two.
Happy birthday, Sean.
The good news is I'm like 2 or 3 years away from not being middle-aged anymore. I'll have made it.
I'll say.
I'll be old.
People in our group, it started with the recession, and then it continued on through COVID. It knocked off a few of us here and there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what am I going to complain?
I've had a good run, man. I've had a hell of a run.
The overall balance sheet is like, I still got a good chunk of privilege there.
You got that right. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so if anybody needs any cupcakes, there are plenty of cupcakes in the studio today. Boy, we got a lot to get to here. Out of nowhere. Yesterday, boom, Josh McCown interviewed for the Houston Texans head coaching job. I guess that one, not a surprise in that we know that the Texans, Jack Easterby in particular, seem to be very fond of Josh McCown. They brought him in off the practice squad from Philly last year in the middle of a lost season to sit in the building and not play. And then he interviewed for the job last year out of nowhere. So I guess this shouldn't be totally out of nowhere, except for the fact that with the other candidates they've interviewed so far, they've had to actually request, other than Flores, they had to request permission because they're currently employed by other teams or, in the case of Hines Ward, a school.
Have to ask permission of Josh McCown's son's high school? I think he was volunteering there a little bit. Yeah, so it's like Rusk. Did they have to send a letter to Rusk High School?
Can you imagine?
Say, can we interview your volunteer coach, Josh McCown?
I'm just picturing the principal like in his office, like pointing at the phone, like, this is Nick Caserio. I got Nick Caserio on the phone.
Just think, Sean, without Josh McCown, I mean, and his positive influence on younger quarterbacks, we might be facing Deshaun Watson with like 26 lawsuits or something. Thank God they brought Josh McCown in midway through last season to right the ship and to be a mentor for young Deshaun.
You know what, though? Maybe. We got to go look and see the date that they acquired Josh McCown and then look at the date on the lawsuit that involves the latest accusation. You know, like if the latest accusation was like October 21st, 2020, and then Josh McCown was in the building like 2 weeks later, then maybe there, you know, too little too late. You know, there's already 22 accusations, but maybe he was able to curtail that, you know?
Dude, listen, though. It's an interview. Who knows what happens with it? But, like, okay, Josh McCown interviews for the head coaching job last year. It's kind of a goof and funny and weird. But he, like, with no coaching experience whatsoever. So you figure, well, he's not ready for it. So what's he do? He goes and doesn't coach football
goes
for a year.
And gets coaching experience with his son's high school team.
He goes and doesn't actually coach football for a year. But now a year later, he's going to come in and, you know, maybe be a little bit more seasoned as a guy who's still never actually coached football. Dude. Like, volunteer coaching, that's not the same thing.
You know,
again, that's, you're not making decisions.
You know what's funny? True. You know what's funny is that, you know, they interviewed, what, like 7 or 8 guys last year for the job. It ended up going to David Culley. None of us really expected that. But I don't think any of the other guys they interviewed for the job last year wound up getting jobs. But some of them are in the mix again this year. Like, yeah. Matt Eberflus is going to get a job. He's a finalist for 2 jobs. He's going to get one of those jobs. The one guy the Texans have brought back this year into the pool. Not Eric Bieniemy, not Matt Eberflus, not even Leslie Frazier. Josh McCown. Is he getting this job, Seth?
Probably. Whatever. this report from Albert Breer that there's people in NFL circles who believe that the Texans might not go the traditional way or normal way.
You want me to read the tweet? I got it right
here. Read that.
Albert Breer, who's very plugged in with the Texans, very plugged in, tweeted this after the McCown interview was reported. There are some in NFL hiring circles who believe the Texans want to do something distinctly different here rather than just go down the same path. Hiring Josh McCown would certainly qualify.
It certainly would.
Is there any template for hiring Josh McCown? Like, is there any equivalent of hiring Josh? I mean, there's equivalents in other sports. You know, like hiring Steve Nash to coach the Brooklyn Nets is the same. Is very, very similar to hiring Josh McCown to coach the Texans. The problem is, and I had somebody ask me this on Twitter the other day, and they're like, what's the importance of a head coach to an NFL team, really? And I said, it is by far, in professional sports, by far the most important head coaching position. You know, like, it's way, to me, way more important than a manager in baseball or a head coach in basketball.
The first thing that I thought of was Art Briles made a pretty quick jump from high school head coach to Texas Tech head coach. But he did have a 2-year, the Houston head coach. He spent 2 years as a running backs coach at Texas Tech before he became the head coach. So it wasn't like he went straight from high school to college, but that's a pretty big leap, I suppose. But he'd been, a very successful head coach already.
Jerry Faust did that at Notre Dame back in the 80s.
He was straight from high school.
He was
Notre
the
Dame.
Head coach at Cincinnati Moeller, which is like
a big one. Yeah,
it's a football factory. Yeah. And he got hired at Notre Dame as a high school. He was a high school coach. Went straight to one of the biggest head coaching jobs in college football.
Had he had any college experience before he took the high school job?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Art Briles, I guess, was relatively unseasoned when he got a job at a Division I.
The fact that we're digging into, like, not even the NFL level, but, like, we're digging in from, like, high school to college from, like, 20 and 35 years ago says everything you need to know about how unorthodox this move would be for the Houston Texans.
It would be it's another example of, hey, if you're doing something that's so far out on the bell curve that nobody else is doing it, you are either a genius or you are an absolute moron. Like, in general. Sometimes you just make a bad decision. But this would be if they did this would be a deliberate move to go way outside of the norm. And you got to think that you got some kind of edge in doing that somehow. So it's sink or swim with that philosophy.
Yeah, when Nick Caserio gave that answer at his press conference last week, about where he brought up Mike Tomlin as an example. You know, hey, the Steelers were going into their head coaching search thinking they were looking for one thing, and Mike Tomlin had been a coordinator for 1 year in Minnesota, and he came in, he was in his early 30s, and he blew them away in the interview process, and now look at him. He's been here 15 years. He's never had a losing season. Great hire, and it has. It's been a great hire for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is way beyond that. Like, this is not the Tomlin thing prepares you for hiring Gerard Mayo. The Tomlin thing prepares you for hiring Gannon, who's been a coordinator for 1 year with the Eagles. There's nothing that prepares you for Josh McCown being named the head coach of the Houston Texans.
This is the thing that it would bother me because, look, there's a steep learning curve. I remember when Gary Kubiak first got here. And, you know, I was in my 10th year in the league that year, and I remember being very impressed with Kubiak with how prepared he was to be a head coach. Yep. But even Gary would say, I mean, he told us basically to the team one day in a team meeting about just how crazy the crazily different the demands are when you're a head coach compared to being a coordinator, position coach, anything like that. And Gary had been in the league forever. You know, it is more years. He'd spent more years in the NFL than he had in, you know, his life previous to the NFL. Yeah. And yet there was still kind of a shock factor to him when he took over finally. So that's what I would worry about. And then that's when I realized, oh, yeah, all these conspiracy theories about Easterby and Caserio just wanting a puppet probably would be true. Like, right. They want a kid who'll mind.
Yes.
He'll mind what Caserio and Easterby tell him to do.
He'll fit right into what they want to do. There's no question about that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.